guys, I am back for this one right now. It's been quite some time. It's been quite some time since I've been on Pure Evil MMA. Let me fix that audio really quick for everybody. What a night of fights that we had tonight for UFC 299. And you know what? It's crazy because over the year, I have so much to talk about, by the way. Over the years, we've seen so many of these fighters get doubted, right? Sugar Sean O'Malley, imagine being a young kid trying your best to come up in the MMA world. Every fucking fight you have, you're getting highlight reel finishes, and it's still not enough. No one believes the hype. This is, I love Sugar because he really embodies the new age kind of Anderson Silva, Conor McGregor mix between the ego, between, you know, he's one of those fighters when he's in there, he truly feels alive and electric. It's something that you don't see with many fighters. And I will admit this. Going up to the fight, I'm huge on energy. I'm huge on picking up different kinds of energy from different fights going into it, especially like at the weigh-ins and stuff like that. And I will say, Cheeto looked like he was ready to make a statement. But throughout this fight, we're going to break down this entire fight. We're going to break down this entire card. I'm so excited to be here. I'm actually streaming on a new Mac right now. This is a brand new Mac that I got. I got this. I got the MacBook. I got all new art for everybody. Welcome back to Pure Evil MMA. If this is your first time tuning in, well, be it. I've been away for a minute. And the MMA world has been so alive with all these new faces. There's so many new faces in the MMA world that are just popping out, like Jesse on Fire. The MMA guru, like these, you know, 10 years ago, it wasn't like this. It wasn't that easy. And I'm not saying it's easy at all. You could put the least amount of effort or the most amount of effort. People, when you're real and the news is on fire like it is, it's a good time to be a podcaster. It's a good time to be in the fight business right now. Because years ago, we had people leaving to go cover basketball. But no, we can't do that here. We look for those exciting moments. What makes us MMA fans at heart is we go to that 9-to-5, we grind all day. You know, we put up with a lot, but we have one place, one community that is just so alive and electric. And we've, through the years, we've gone through it, guys. We've lost some good ones. We've gained some amazing new faces in the MMA world. And that's what tonight really divides in a way, right? There were a lot of great new faces on tonight's card. Man, what a lead up to UFC 300. Listen, I'm getting ahead of myself right now. If you're new to Pure Evil MMA, make sure to subscribe down below here on the YouTube channel. We are also on Apple iTunes. Thank you to Age of Radio. Oh, No Chill MMA. We gained amazing faces. And Bilal Muhammad. Shout out Bilal Muhammad as well, man. Because as much as y'all hate him, if you look back here on this... You can't see it there. But if you look back here, UFC 205. I remember interviewing Bilal Muhammad when he was Titan FC. When Bilal Muhammad was on Titan FC. Matter of fact, I have a poster right here. Check this one out. This is a throwback right here. Mike Perry. And we're going to get back into everything, but, you know, just bringing up Bilal Muhammad and, you know, from UFC 200 to now, the faces that have come, gone, made their marks, and some that you would never expect making their marks outside of the UFC, which is another thing we're going to discuss later on between PFL and Bellator gaining up and really still not having enough to bring the heat. But look, right here on this poster, we have, who's that? Mike Perry, this is BOMAC fighting, but also like Titan FC of Florida, down in Florida. Who else is that? That's Jillian Robertson down there. before any of these big names now, right? Before they were ever anybody. And that's what brings us to this sport. On like football, on like baseball, you have a team, right? Within this, it's so organic. Within social media throughout the years, going back to the underground, right? And you see how these fighters, you know, on like the NFL or the MLB, you get a manager, you make your way, you're seeing through this one, that one. Social media, boosting yourself up isn't the most important thing. But in MMA, we've always had that community, that true inspiration. And that's why I love mixed martial arts and why tonight, you know, between Curtis Blaydes going in there, Michael Venom Page, guys. You know, you can complain about UFC 300 all you want. But the lead up, you know, Caitlin Chukagian. Oh my goodness. Why am I drawing such a blank right now? Oh my goodness. Whatchamacallit got signed from PFL. MVP getting brought over. It's been a minute. It's been a long road. But let's go into tonight's fights, guys. MVP making his debut. And you could say maybe it would be too late. Look at Eddie Alvarez when he made his debut. He played it safe, right? That was the one thing. We all loved the Underground King, right? He made it to the UFC. He rose up. Ben Askren, not so much luck. Even though you would think he would. That horse had a couple different colors to it, but still successful. However, tonight, you can look at people like Justin Gaethje making his debut, right? Coming over. Michael Johnson, Tom, you're coming from the B League up here. You're going to see what it's about. Justin Gaethje, between him, Marlon Morales, David Branch, Justin Gaethje doing the damn thing. And that's what I see for MVP here. And that's why I think tonight's card, booking MVP before UFC 300, added, you know, that little extra spice that we needed on this card going up against Kevin Holland. You know, that UFC really enjoys putting these guys up against their top talent. Unlike when, you know, who do I got here? Bendo. When Benson Henderson left the UFC, Bellator put him up against one of their top guys, Korshkov, right? MVP was also on this card, I believe. But nobody knew who Korshkov was. Pieced Bendo up. The UFC really throws him to the dogs. MVP being top 15 UFC in 2024 blows my mind, says No Chill MMA. You sound super educated. Hope you reach 4K soon. I sub. Thank you so much, man. I've been doing this for so long. I'm back on the grind. If you're a big fan of Gonzo journalism, you know, taking that LSD, I really dive deep into the emotions. And man, welcome. I'm actually really excited that I'm doing this broadcast right now. It's been a lot to come out of my shell. I've been through a lot lately, and I'll catch you guys all up on that if you know about, you know, my prior addictions, that being a huge thing. We're going to be bringing back a lot of fighters. I'm going to try to get Bilal Muhammad back on the podcast. I'm going to try to get Paul Felder back on the podcast. Mayhem Miller, you know, we still have to, we'll get into that. But Curtis Blaydes, I've interviewed Curtis Blaydes before, great guy. What a win tonight. Going into that first round, he got taken down about 8 times, it seemed like. 8-9 times. Everybody was counting Curtis Blaydes out. And he's fought some of the toughest dudes. When me and James McSweeney from Ultimate Fighter Season 10 were doing a podcast together, he said, and this was about 4 years ago, Curtis Blaydes deserves to be that champion. However, Francis Ngannou, just like DC, there was another person there. Just like Uriah Faber, there was another person there at the time where if it was a different day and age, Alexander Gustafsson and John Jones, they would be the champion, right? Curtis Blaydes just had Francis Ngannou. What a win for him, but it really seemed like they were trying to build something up. And right here, Sugar Sean O'Malley, Dustin Poirier, MVP, all counted out. These were my picks right here on the right-hand side. Curtis Blaydes, I had him by TKO, round 2. I got that. I missed on my 90K parlay. Curtis Blaydes round two. Didn't see it coming. He took full advantage of it. What heavy hands as he cements the spot still, I believe, the number five spot in that division. So we'll see what happens for him. Another young gun and Macy Barber and her story. Caitlin Chookagian, missed that last name, huh? Caitlin Chookagian or whatever her new name is, really seizes to add that little extra spice at the end of her punches, just like Macy Barber was going in there. She wants to finish fights. It's something that we look for in fighters that we enjoy. You could be number one, number two, number three. You could be the bantamweight. What was his name? All those years. And he was half Rafael Sun Tzu. You could be half Rafael Sun Tzu for years at the number two spot. Nobody can beat you, but you'll win at decision every time. We're not here for that. Macy Barber understands that. And going back to the underground days when she and her sister were called out as being fake black belts training everybody, man, what a long road it's been for her. And I've really enjoyed the character that she's built for herself here and really cemented herself as the future. Dustin Poirier, another guy going up against what could have been the future, a guy that had every highlight, every stoppage that would really make the better's mind think that Dustin Poirier was an underdog tonight. Y'all must have forgot, right? That's what tonight was. Y'all must have forgot the sugar show. We knew it. Y'all know it inside. Everybody that hates, you know it. You know what's going on with sugar. And tonight, to see somebody, it was so inspirational to see somebody that's been through so much adversity saying, you know, I'm still undefeated, right? I'm still undefeated. That mindset. A lot of people don't understand what it takes to be a champion, the mindset. You could be Rashad Evans and allow the social media trolls that really run this shit, right? Low key. MMA, when we troll in on social media with MMA, we can really mix things up, make things happen, which has been another huge point to why mixed martial arts is one of the best in the world, because it almost feels like we have say in it way more than we would off a presidential election, right? Tonight was mixed, right? I always say, are we going to remember this 2 months, 3 months from now? Sometimes I have a hard time remembering fights from just a couple of weeks ago. If you don't have that main event finisher, if you don't have that co-main event banger, right? If you don't have that Lawler, Rory McDonald 2 banger, which shout out to Chito Vera trying to do that at the end of round three tonight, it seemed. Staring down Sugar. Sugar wasn't having any of it, man. They were on two different levels. And it really makes me think, because Sugar, he enjoys, you know, he does his thing, bro. He's living the dream. No matter what anybody says, he's living the true dream. Unlike some fighters in the UFC who've gotten signed with fake promotions on Tapology and Sherdog and stuff like that. I saw a great video. I want to react to it, actually, on the podcast. Let me know if you guys want to see some more reactions as we continue doing the podcast every week here. Man, I'm just blown away. The energy tonight. Every single round. One judge had a 10-8 round tonight for that main event. Sugar has to be feeling really good about himself, taking that win back, man. And Chito, man, there was one point in this fight where I thought he was going to come back. I think it was maybe the end of the third round. Jason Perillo goes in there and he starts telling him, when Sugar starts coming in, instead of backing up, bite into it, push forward. And it seemed like Vera was doing that until he punched himself out, right? And then Sugar kept working that body shot. What I really enjoyed tonight from Sugar's performance, it reminded me a lot of Anderson Silva, Conor McGregor. Before Conor McGregor started boxing and before Anderson Silva got his leg decapitated. Ugh. Never forget that at Buffalo Wild Wings, man. Sugar's on a shine right now. This was big for the UFC tonight. You had President Trump there. you had all the stars lined up tonight for what was truly an amazing event. I would feel a lot different about tonight if, say, for instance, Curtis Blaydes lost, if Macy Barber lost, if MVP lost. If Vera won, I would have been pumped either way. But tonight's card, it went so smooth. We have a UFC pick'em out, actually, right now. It was weird. I got my picks in. I was at work until about 9:30, almost 10 o'clock. I was watching the fights at work, and on my ride home in the Uber, Curtis Blaydes gets the knockout, right? And I go, what did I say in the back? I've like freaked out the Uber share. I had two people riding with me on the way home. And I was in the back seat and I saw him. Oh yeah, do that. Yep, just like that. Just like that. Oh yeah, that's it, baby. And they had no idea what the fuck I was talking about. On the way home in an Uber in a rainstorm, everyone was silent. I had to tell everybody what was going on. They were about to definitely fucking kick me out of that car if I didn't tell them what I was doing. I sounded like a fucking terrorist in there. But then I get home, right? I start watching on my phone. I don't end it there. The whole energy tonight, watching on the phone, having it up on the screen, getting ready for tonight's podcast, man. It was all there. It was all electric. Let me know what some of your favorite fights were from tonight. We have a lot to discuss. I'm going to be doing a show tomorrow night. Tomorrow I go to work at 12:30. I got to get to bed. 3:30 right now. Tomorrow I'm going live at 9 o'clock p.m. Subscribe down below here at Pure Evil MMA. Follow me on Twitter at XEvilEddieX. We're going to be going through some Twitter recap for UFC 299. I wanted to hop on here and tell you guys, we're back. We're doing this thing. This is the ride to UFC 300. And I want to know who's here for it. So leave a comment down below, guys. It always helps. Make sure to hit that subscribe button. All the links will be down below. And you can find all the links as well on my Twitter at XEvilEddieX. That does it for UFC 299. Out of a 10. 10 being the best, 1 being the worst. Tonight, man, it pulled through. Every dollar counted. My ex-girlfriend texted me. She won $400 off the picks. Which reminds me, we have something really exciting here. You guys could win $10,000. Submit your picks on Twitter next week. Ask for the link. I will be posting the link down below. Hit me up on Twitter. Let me know you want to join the Tapology League. We got a couple events coming up. We're going to be doing some giveaways. We're going to be doing some fight reactions. We're going to be doing some MMA interviews with some fighters that you all have grown to love, that have grown up on this podcast here at Fury of Woman Man. Almost 10 years strong. Rest in peace, Bloody Elbow. All right. That does it. I'm Evil Eddie for Pure Evil MMA. Remember, without evil, there is no purity. White knuckles to the end. Behave yourselves.